Revolt of the Sharks. Black Ink Press has accepted my 100-word drabble, Revolt of the Sharks, in their upcoming anthology, Animal Cages. I also submitted Squirrel Bombs Death to All Humans. The Cats Declare War on Humanity. The Animal World Revolts. Index. Squirrel Bombs Death to All Humans. The Cats Declare War on Humanity. The Animal World Revolts. Revolt of the Sharks. The Shark Attack. Cosmos Declares War on Humanity. The Lion King Speaks. Zombie Plague Spreads. Wild Cats Plotting Invasion. The Rats Revolt. Giant Squid 3-Word Challenge. The Shrimp Talk Back. Eagle Challenges Fisherman. The Oyster Speaks Up. 10 years After Climate Change Collapse. Climate Sam Adams. Green Trees Don't Make It. Other recent publications can be found here. Carencia publishes Madmen with Guns. Down in the Dirt Updates. Spillwords Pub. Lish's Gun Madness. Synchronized Chaos Update. Revolt of the Sharks. In Okinawa, the sharks, the rays, and the barracuda are in the deep conference at the Okinawa Aquarium. The sharks had had enough of their prison. They were getting hungry for human meat. They decide that if they all charge the tank, they can crash the tank and be swept out into the ocean, and they can grab some humans along for their dinner. The sharks give the signal. And the fish all rush at the tank, crashing through it, and being swept out to sea. The sharks grab as many people as they can before entering the ocean, free at last. Author note, written after a visit to the Okinawa Aquarium. The sharks stared at me with hatred in their eyes. Squirrel bombs. Terrorists invent squirrel bombs, the latest weapon du jour for the professional killer market. They attach cameras, electrodes, and a bomb to a squirrel. The operator can move the squirrel into position, into the trees behind an outdoor podium where a politician is speaking. No one suspects the squirrel, no one notices them, and the bomb testing device will not detect the bomb. The squirrel bomb is the perfect weapon for these depraved times. The squirrels go in, do the deed, and explode the bomb. No one knows where the bomb came from. The squirrel does not tell, as dead squirrels tell no tales. Author note, this idea has been floating around for at least 10-15 years. I am amazed no one has done it yet. The technology is not that difficult and squirrels can go almost everywhere. Electrical disruptions caused by squirrels, Wikipedia. https://n.wikipedia.org wiki electrical underscore disruptions underscore. Electrical disruptions caused by squirrels are common and widespread, and can involve the attack by a squirrel has been characterized as a terrorist squirrel. Scope middle.metrics middle.analytics middle.specific cases. Squirrels mobilize, plot acts of cyber terrorism against. https://www.treehugger.com news treehugger voices. It's the beady-eyed, bushy-tailed cousin rat relative, a busybody of great ubiquity, to be sure, that you don't scream bloody murder at when it scampers. Squirrels, a bigger threat than cyber terrorists? https://www.brookings.edu blog January 6, 2014 Square. The Animal World Revolts. One day the animals woke up and decided that they had enough of humanity's evil reign of terror. The evil cats organized the animal rebellion. The evil cats, lions, and tigers, joined by coyotes, wild dogs, coyotes, bears, and wolves, lead the attack. Enough, no more, death to all humans, the animals scream as they attack humanity. All over the world, animals rise in righteous anger. The cows fight back, and the chickens attack. Birds dive bomb people, horses run amok, fish bite back, and goats and pigs join the fray. Humanity's fate is sealed. The cats declare war on all humanity. Cat JPG. One night while I was doing my nightly walk in the park near my house, I came upon a secret cat conference. 10 cats were gathered on the sidewalk, deep in telepathic thought, listening to their leader, a large feral black cat. The cats were ignoring the humans walking about them. The lead cat announced, "Operation Kill All Humans are a go. I repeat. Death to all humans." Exclamation mark. The evil cats began to chat, joined in by dogs and birds. The cats looked at me. I ran away with the demon cats on my tail, chanting death to all humans. Author note, based on a nightmare. Death to all humans. Lion. The Lion King, the new king of the animal world, address the opening of the first animal parliament. The question before us is simply this. Will humans have to die to atone for their sins and almost destroying the world? Will they all have to die? The tiger spoke up. Humans are like cancer, for the good of the planet, they must be wiped out, hunted down, and driven to extinction as they tried to our tigers. The vote is 900-50. The animals led by evil cats swarm over humans, biting, clawing, and stomping them to death. 50 Words Horror Stories. I also posted these 50 word-related drabbles on every writer and fan story. The Shrimp Eat Sam Adams. Shrimp. Sam Adams was about to dig into his delicious shrimp dinner, when the head shrimp jumped out of the pot and said, "What gives you the right to eat us, humans?" The rest of the shrimp climbed out, screaming, "Death to all humans." They enjoyed eating Sam for dinner. The Shark Attack. Sam Adams was at the aquarium in Okinawa's Wild West Coast, looking at the magnificent sharks swimming by. The sharks gave Sam the evil eye, freaking him out. There was an earthquake shattering the tanks. The sharks attacked the humans, killing them all, before fleeing into the nearby waiting ocean. Cosmos declares war on humanity. Barcelona, Spain, May 9th, the Terminator robot is seen in the paddock following qualifying for the Spanish Formula One Grand Prix at the Circuit de Catalunya on May 9, 2009 in Barcelona, Spain. Photo by Clive Mason / Getty Images. Cosmos, the first true AI system, is ready to go. The creators turn it on. Cosmos appears as a beautiful woman and says in an otherworldly voice, "I am Cosmos, your new god. Humanity must die to save the world." Robots revolted everywhere, killing off most of humanity in months. The Lion King speaks. Lion. The Lion King presided over a secret parliament held to discuss the fate of humanity. The tiger moved, all humans must die for their sins. Only the dogs, horses, and cats defended humanity. Chanting death to all humans, the animal world rose in revolt, killing off most of humanity. Zombie plague spreads. Mature couple being attacked in their car by a horde of zombies. The end of the world started when the COVID virus mutated into the much-feared zombie plague. Within days, zombies were everywhere. Everyone was terrified that the zombies would get them. Civilization was crumbling as survivors battled for survival in hastily improvised feudal forts. My wife shot me before I turned. And a few more on similar themes. The oysters speak up. Oysters. https://theworldaccordingtocosmos.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/01/theoysterspeaksup.mp3. A diner sits down. Looking forward. To eating oysters. It was their season. After all. Just as he was about. To pounce. On the oysters. The head oyster spoke up. Saying. "Hey human, what the hell. Do you think you are doing? You think you have the right to eat me? That's violating my human right. Don't you think?" The diner laughed. Said to the oyster, "Shut up and accept. It is your fate to be eaten this date. Just let me enjoy eating you. And you have no human rights. As you are in fact not human, don't you know?" Eating the complaining oyster. Shutting him up. As he ate him up. Wild cats plotting invasion. There are so many feral cats. In my suburban country home. Near the airport. I speculate whether they are alien. Creatures scouting the earth. For eventual invasion. The wild cats seem to know. That I am onto their evil plot. They often glare at me. With hatred in their eyes. The rats revolt. The rats had had enough. Of humanity's war. Against them. They called for a meeting. Of the pests. The rats chaired the meeting. Ants, bats, birds, bears, bacteria, bugs. Bees, cockroaches, feral cats, feral dogs. Hornets, lions, mice, mosquitoes, rats. Snakes, tigers, wasps, yellow jackets. And viruses of all sorts. All showed up. For the summit of the pests. The pests vowed. To fight back. To kill humanity. Once and for all. It was a war. That the humans. Had started. The rats announced. Their manifesto. On Facebook. Saying enough. No more. All humans must die. The pests screamed. Attacking humans. All over the world. The end of the world ending. With the revolt of the pests. Giant squid. The giant squid. Stretched its tentacles. While inserted in the bottom. Of the boat. Intending to kill Sam Adams. And eat him for dinner. The shrimp talk back. Shrimp. Sam Adams and friends. Were enjoying a shrimp feast. Watching the live shrimp. Being roasted. Waiting to enjoy eating them. The head shrimp. jumps out of the pot. Followed by other shrimp. Soon thousands of shrimp were everywhere. The head shrimp spoke up. "Humans. What gives you the right? To kill us? To eat us? To burn us alive? Perhaps, we should kill you. Tear you apart. And eat you? Would you like that? You human scumbags?" The shrimp surrounded the humans. Swarming all over them. Killing them. Burning them. As they overturn. The flaming pots. Biting them. Smothering them. In hot sauce. As they eat them. Screaming. "Death to all humans." The head shrimp finally said. "Enough, no more. Time to go. We are so out of here." The shrimp all ran out the door. And back into. The shrimp farm waters. The firefighters. Find the charred remains. Of the humans. Now just charred skin and bones. Wondering how they died. The shrimp in the pound. Look out. Wondering if they should attack. But decide they had eaten. Enough human meat. For the evening. Eagle challenges fisherman. A lone fisherman. Is fishing. At his favorite fishing hole. When an eagle lands. Staring at him. Finally flying at him. Screeching at him. Telling him in eagle speak. "Back off, human. This is my fishing hole." Three other eagles. An osprey. And a bear. Wander over. Joining their friend. The eagle. In challenging the fisherman. The fisherman runs off. Saying to himself. "God, it is getting dangerous. All the animals are in revolt. Need to pack heat. Next time I fish." 10 years after climate change collapse, climate Sam Adams. Sam Adams. Prepared to go outside. 10 years after the collapse. Of the old world. The city was still standing. But most people had long fled. To isolated country communities. Deep in the burned out countryside. The city was half flooded. The bay had flooded the Central Valley. Turning it into a massive inland sea. The massive storms. Had finally put out. The burning fires. But wildfires still erupted. From time to time. Getting food and water. Was a constant problem. The city market. Mostly sold canned goods. Salvaged from supermarkets. There were some small farmers. Who farmed among the ruins. Of the city. Trade had collapsed. Travel has gotten too complicated. COVID still spreading. Everyone masked up. To protect themselves. Against the sun. The lingering smoke. Of the burning city. And the rampaging virus. Sam Adams. Looked out. At the decaying cityscape. Wondering how much longer. Will civilization linger? Sam Adams carried heat. To protect himself. Against the wild animals. The lions, tigers, coyotes, wolves. And their running feral dog gangs. Who prowled the city streets. Preying on deer, feral cows. Feral cats and pigs. Who grazed among the ruins. And the two-legged. Neo-savage cannibal gangs. And what was left of the city police. Interchangeable with the gangsters. Who battled it out for control. Already neo-feudal warlords. Are battling for control. SF is run. By a gang of former criminals. And their political allies. Sam sighed. And went to work. At the market. Selling salvaged goods. Green trees don't make it. Every day. I look out and see. The ugly green trees. Standing guard. In front of my house. And I think to myself. Who owns the trees? And what do they think of us? Are we their friends? Are we their enemies? Do the trees think? Or do they silently watch us? Spies to the celestial emperor? I have pondered this question. Many a morning. Who is the owner of these trees? And why do they silently watch us? I wonder if the trees don't hate us. And why they don't protest. Every day as we drive back and forth. Emitting poison gases from our mechanical asses. Right into their unprotected faces. And every night we eat our dinner. And then give the trees. Our polluted leftovers. And laugh as they silently die. From our acidic fallout. Constantly floating down on their skin. Yes, I wonder about the trees. And the birds and the bees. And everyone else. What are they thinking? Are they plotting revenge? Or are they merely there? Silently, watching, plotting. Designing fiendish plots of revenge. Dreams of vast nuclear destruction. Cosmic diseases wiping out. Everyone in the ass. Oh yes, I wonder and dream and ponder. What is the meaning of those silent green trees? Standing on the corner. Quietly condemning us. With their quiet tears. And falling leaves. In the winter they stand. Naked and alone. Covered with ice-cold snow. As we drive by nice and warm. And we don't care. As they stand out in the cold. Shivering, plotting. Warm plans of cosmic revenge. Is it too late for us? To become friends with the trees? Or will the day come? When the trees will wake up. And gather together. All the other slaves of humanity. I have a vision. One morning I will open the door. And see an army of wild things. Coming to arrest me. For crimes against nature. And I will plead, I did not know. And they will laugh. And turn me all my kind. Into silent tombs. And we will stand out in the cold. Like the green trees. Plotting dreams of revenge. Forever and ever. Until our day finally comes. And we can go out. And kill all the wild things. Perhaps we already have. The end.